Blog Talk Radio.
Some love, family, peace and love. Thank you for coming in to a new live edition of Twin Flame Radio. Yes, family, we have another great show lined up for you tonight. We're going in on coding horror movies. Before we start, let's introduce ourselves to the people who don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Divine Queen, and I am here with my homely handsome.
I am homely, yeah.
Homely handsome.
They make
team.
You laugh with him.
Chris, what's up, fam?
Greetings, family, is Darkula in the flesh. Darkula.
You are not Darkula.
That's all I need to know.
More like
Carmula?
Carmula.
I don't like Darkula is more hitting. And it's more fit.
Mm.
You cut the lights out, you swear.
I don't know about that.
I do.
So, man, for the new people that are calling in, we want to thank you for coming in. Twilight Radio is all about spiritual minds, but we do talk about things that we probably wouldn't, that we like to talk about, which is, you know, love,
yeah.
And, you know, regular stuff.
Fun stuff. That's fun.
We still put spirituality in it, because that's just who we are.
Everything we do is filtered through the filter of love and spirituality.
Facts. And every month, once a month, we do a show where we like to just decode movies,
mm-hmm.
because Chris and I are big movie buffs. We love watch movies. We watched like what, 3 movies this earlier today?
Yeah, we did.
I mean,
we do.
For no reason.
We woke up and had some coffee and I watched some scary movies. Who cares if it's done?
We like to bring movies down this month because it's Halloween.
Halloween.
And all that great stuff.
Yeah.
We wanted to do something a little different. We wanted to go on horror movies only.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, you're a big fan of horror movies.
Big fan of horror.
You watch horror like every day.
I do. I feast off horror. You know, some people watch horror and get scared.
Mm-hmm.
I watch horror and get excited. Because I'm dog love. Yeah. People always say, you have a dark laugh. I say, I'm
you love.
I do.
Mama, stop.
Okay.
Not the mama.
Okay.
So yeah. Before we go into movies, let's do like we do every show. What we want to talk about? You got anything you want to talk about?
I want to talk about. Yeah, things are going great for me. Had some delicious Mexican a day.
We did. We went to this new Mexican restaurant. Here on online radio, we're religious radio. We do a lot of other things on the side. We do spiritual work, we do consultations, we do
numerology
readings,
resumes, best selling authors,
all that and more. But we want something new. We talked about it before, but we haven't quite released it yet. We're still trying to build up a body of work. And that, we love food, we love to eat, we love yoga. Stuff and we are creating our own food blog.
Yes,
so we like to go around to a lot of like the little ethnic, you know, kind of like mom and pop type restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really like the chain restaurants. So
yeah,
that's boring. But we like to do all, you know, different places all around, you know, the country. And we're building up food.
Yeah,
we're building up. We're trying out new things. And today we went to the delicious Mexican restaurant. It was really good.
Like
it has a long name. Yeah, I don't know.
Like
it was like El
Taria El Monaco. Something like that. Sounds good though.
It means like Mexican
street. Good. It was real good. We had Mexican street corn.
Mexican street corn. That was good. It was spicy.
It was spicy.
It was
took
good.
Two bites and I was done.
Yeah. You were good. I had good queso.
So it was tenderizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yeah, we did that. I recently moved to Etsy.
Oh, you're talking about it.
And I moved my products to Etsy, so if you're interested in finding my products, currently I am not on my website. I took the website down. We're actually working on building a new website together, but right now my stuff is on Etsy, so you can find it, Queen, or I Am Divine, EYE. Divine, and you can look for my products and services there. So I have the products there, and I have readings and jewelry, things like that. All kind of fun things. I've been busy with that over the weekend.
You have, yeah.
That's been pretty productive and nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you get in on this
love
show? Halloween is my favorite. Halloween is my favorite holiday besides my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It is that time of year where it's so magical because you can, you know, embody different, you know, supernatural beings and, you know, take on an identity. You can have fun and you eat candy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like candy. But another great thing about Halloween is that you sit around and you watch scary movies.
You know what I like most about the Halloween?
What's that?
The phrase come out at night. The phrase come out at night. Okay. All right. That's what I like about Halloween, where I get freaky.
So tonight, fam, we're gonna go down some movies with you. I'm just going. So we got a couple different. We got a lot of movies actually that we want to go in on, and basically we're gonna talk about. Warning: we're giving away spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen any movies and you don't want to know anything about it, you might not want to listen to this show.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get started. We'll talk about these movies and then talk about some of the spiritual phenomena. If you have any movies that you want to call in and share or put any questions, just want to say what's up, our number here is 9-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, number one, we'll bring you through.
Mm-hmm.
So first movie, what do you want to choose? The clown movie.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, this movie freaked a lot of people.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, it was oxymoronic.
Mm-hmm.
Because here you are in this clown. You know
what I mean? A lot of people are afraid of clowns.
Yeah, they are.
They have like a real fear of clowns.
I don't understand people going to be afraid of clowns, Joey.
Well, you know, when you think about it as a little kid, you see a clown, they're not scary looking.
Not to me.
To some people.
Yeah, to some
people. I don't think they're scary looking either. But I understand why some people do. You know, we're going to talk about this later, but in Poltergeist,
mm-hmm.
was the scene with the clown.
Yeah.
And that was partly why some people got freaked out about clowns.
Could be.
No one
likes
clowns at the
movie. But, you know, with it was on your subconscious fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels really hard with how they seem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're afraid, add fuel to the fear.
Exactly.
But when you're no longer afraid, where that's coming from. Sorry, rules, family.
Hmm.
I think it's your mic. I'll just hold it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's really something because, you know, we always preach to people that, you know, the energy that you attract is what you will attract. And in the movie It, you know, they reflected the energy of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the clown fed off their fear, off the energy of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more afraid that they were, the more teased they were.
They were. And that's the same thing in reality. Entities that feed off of fear, they gain power from it.
Mm-hmm.
And in our reality, things occur in our life to make us afraid.
Mm-hmm.
All the things you watch on TV, the beings doing rituals on the collective, they're feasting off of the energy of our fear.
Mm-hmm. One of the major ones is Fox News.
Yeah. there's something about fear where people want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
People always
they
talk
do.
About it. No good news, but yet they
but they glued to it, yeah.
They glued to it because what you do most is that what you do best.
And you know what? Whenever we talk about that with people, we ask them, like, well, why do you watch the news? And their response is always, well, I just got to know what's going on. It's like they're afraid of not being in the know.
Right.
But afraid of knowing the know.
Right. But if you want to know a bunch of negativity is the question.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Hopefully this isn't too bad.
I'm going to take mine out for just a second.
All right.
Is it better?
I don't hear it.
You don't hear it anymore?
I don't hear anything.
That's yours. The noise.
It's a plugged in.
Because I took it out. The noise is gone. I don't need to hear anything. I could just speak freely.
Okay.
You know? Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Good.
Sorry about that, Sam.
Yeah, we have a technical difficulty. We're still winning.
We're still winning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I like the new It over the old It.
I did like the new It a lot better.
Yeah.
It explained a lot more. The new It was killing kids.
Yeah, the new It was showing them, like, really killing the kids.
With arms off.
It was scarier.
I jumped twice. It was like the first Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
He was an entity. He was a real being.
Right.
He was a real entity.
Mm-hmm.
He was what I call a gossip rod.
And more people believed in him, the stronger he was as well.
See, like a deity, people that believes in it, stronger again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of deities in religious sectors that you might not believe in, but if enough people or the collective believes in it, it gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And the stronger it is, the harder it is for people to get away from it,
mm-hmm.
whether they're winning or losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like it. Yeah.
That's deep.
That's why I like a lot of movies, scary movies. Because they're portals,
mm-hmm.
and they're cheat codes to our reality.
Exactly.
You got to have a overview of reality to see what's in it that lines up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of people don't think about it. It's just a movie. It's just a movie. No, it's cheat code to your reality.
I think horror movies probably have more hidden gems than most movies, which is
because they mask it through fear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back and watch it the second time where you're no longer afraid, you can see all the gems.
Horror, sci-fi, and...
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi is number one.
Because they can tell you truth and say fiction.
Yeah.
It's so rare that can't be.
Nah.
Yeah. A lot of truth.
Science fiction.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Science is nothing more than a our main problem.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. People dismiss science as well.
Okay.
Not with a new it next year, so I'm a little excited on
the third it?
Well, it's going to be 3 second.
Okay.
Because they don't count the first it. That was a TV movie.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And then they don't count.
Oh, so it's going to be it too?
It too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I love the kids in that movie. They were so good.
They were some tough kids. Because I don't think I would have been tough as a kid.
Man, that one kid. Ooh, he was a good kid.
He was a good. He was looking
scared. Yeah, he was scared.
Y'all seen the new it? Look at the new it.
Yeah, the new it was good. The new it was it.
Yeah, the new it was
it. Another movie I want to talk about. This is a good movie. Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, man, that movie was so dope.
It had everything in it.
It did.
It had synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
It had rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a, like, elevated consciousness in it as well.
It did. It was another movie where the darkness fed off of their fear.
Yeah.
And it pretty much what put them to induce fear so that this major entity could be fed.
Exactly. That was a movie that really depicted what's really going on in our reality.
Mm-hmm.
How there are higher forces or forces that are called the know or the leaders or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How they're doing things to people, creating catastrophic events to make people feel afraid. They're running game on people,
mm-hmm.
making it like a game show.
Yeah, it was like a game. They were running bets and
running bets on people's livelihood.
Right.
Unbeknownst to them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of the supernatural horror-type characters we've always been taught weren't real, and this reality were real, and they were putting them into different scenarios and letting them some people.
Yeah.
That was dope when you think about it.
It was dope. But what I liked about it was the ritual that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was killed. Let you know that, okay, they're going to an entity to feed off of
mm-hmm.
for the greater good. The greater good.
It was for the greater good.
But, you know, I'm not into the rituals or anything like that.
You had to do it in order to
save the world.
Save the world.
Yeah.
It was evil, but it was evil for good now.
I like how they put the Titan reference.
Yeah.
The last second of the movie, they show a ginormous hand of the Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure which one it was, but definitely a god.
Yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what I liked about that movie?
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
So they always pick out like certain characters for each, you know, depending on what scene they were put in. And the one that the movie was based off of, they had
the virgin,
they had Jock, they had the popular girl,
the shaggy character,
and then they had that weird dude. And in this case, the weird dude was a pothead.
Yeah.
And so while everyone else was being put under the influence, so to speak, you know, they were being led in certain scenarios, they were kind of being hypnotized. You know,
mm-hmm.
sort of say. The big guy, because all he did was smoke, was more aware. He was enlightened. So while other people were being enticed into doing things, he recognized, like, hey, this isn't right.
Y'all don't hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all don't think that's right?
I thought that part was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, there was a lot of truth to that. Mm-hmm. You know,
it kind of reminded me of the black sheep of the family motif.
Mm-hmm.
No one believes the black sheep. No one thinks the black sheep is crazy, so they disregard whatever he's talking about.
Yeah, everybody dismissed him too. Like whenever he would try to warn people, no one really took him seriously because he was the pothead.
Right.
So.
He just.
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods was a good movie.
Very good.
Very good movie. You know, it wasn't until that you really appreciate how good the movie was and how well. Is that good for you? Okay, cool. So another movie. This one is a oldie but goodie.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was actually one of my mom's favorite movies, and she turned onto this movie as a little kid. Christine. Christine is a movie about a car, a dark car. So you have a lot of movies where there's haunted houses or there's haunted dolls, you know, things of that nature. But this movie was a first because there had never, to my knowledge, been a movie about a haunted car.
No, it hasn't. You know, they had another movie afterwards, like Maximum Overdrive and things like that. The Wraith.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was another one similar to that. But Christine was, it really depicted how entities can possess objects.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And this car glamored, you know, its owner, because the car was, you know, it was all beat up and run down when the guy first saw it. But it was something about the car that just, you know, drew him in. He had to have the car.
Had to have the car.
And this car, through the darkness of the car, turned this nerdy guy into like this popular, you know, bad butt.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting the good, you know, the pretty girl, and he was more popular than his jock friend, and, you know, he's running down all the bullies and everything like that.
I like how it depicted destiny pairs. Even though the car wasn't a sentient being, but the car had a consciousness and it was a decision. And when he got the car, he became someone different. He became a better version of himself. He was darker, but he felt as if he was winning.
Yeah.
Things were going his way.
Mm-hmm.
So that all, this is a leather jacket. When you wear a nice leather jacket,
yeah,
you feel different.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody take your coat, you feel like a little jerk. You know what I mean?
And the car did develop consciousness because as much as he was in love with the car was in love with him as well.
And he got jealous.
Yeah. Christine, good movie.
And although the car couldn't verbally express what it wanted, it would use frequency to connect with the guy.
Yes! It would play different songs.
Make him get the, set the mood. Yeah, Christine was deep.
That was so deep. I love the part where, you know, the bullies tore up his car, and he was all upset, and he went to the car, and he said, okay, show me. And the lights came on like, and then the car started fixing itself. It was so dope. I was like, man, this car ain't no joke.
Yeah.
It was a nice car, too.
It was a nice car.
Man, that was a good movie, good movie. You want to go in on the next one, or you want me to go?
You know, this is one of my old-time favorite movies, Carrie. I'm so sorry, Cassie. That was my movie back in the day.
Carrie was my freaking movie.
That was the first movie that depicted telekinesis.
Yes.
You know?
That movie had me thinking I had telekinesis. I was looking at everything like, move.
I used to be in class trying to get my pencil rolled. I didn't know what the teacher was talking about. I'm trying to get my pencil to roll.
I make lights blink, make stuff move, make stuff fall over.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make people trip.
You know, one of my fondest memories of Carrie was the crazy mother.
Oh, I know, right?
Here it is that the mother was aware of her daughter's powers.
But she was suppressing them.
She was suppressing them through religion.
Through religion.
Trying to make her daughter subconsciously suffer in order to suppress her powers. But what happened when you keep feeding someone something that isn't true? They rebel.
They rebel hard.
She rebelled hard.
Yeah, she did.
You know, so if any of our listeners listening now or even in the future, if you see your divine gifts, let them flourish. Children come here knowing what they come here to do. But often parents try to vicariously do their children and try to that they've always wanted to let themselves. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let your kid just be on their own.
One of my favorite lines, this has nothing to do with anything, but it's just one of my favorite lines in that movie. And it was when Carrie was going to the prom. And she said, how do I look, Mama? And she said, dirty pillows.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Cop breast, Mama.
See, that's where that voice comes from.
That's not where that voice comes
from.
Carrie did not sound like that. No.
I think she did. Look at Carrie. Fuck you, that's right.
And I also like the part where a little boy is riding around his bike and he's like, crazy Carrie, it's not
yeah, yeah, yeah. No more. My favorite part was in the girl's dream.
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
I came to her in a dream.
Yeah.
Scared the mess
out
of
her. I'm not
that. Yeah, she was in a straight jacket. Yeah. Girl's dream.
She wasn't in a straight jacket.
She was?
Nah, she was at home.
Oh.
Her mother wrapped her
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, something like that.
But,
know,
yeah.
I was five, you know.
And, you know, there other Carries.
Weren't as good.
It was not good at all. Not do the movie any justice. So, yeah. If you have not seen Carrie, definitely check out the very first Carrie.
You know, one thing about Carrie that I love is the soundtrack when they're doing.
Yeah.
Especially at the prom when she shut all the doors and just got blood on her and just lost it.
Oh, yeah. She lost it at the prom.
Your friend or foe, you're done. Friend or foe, you're done.
You know, back in the day, movies didn't have to do all the gore stuff that they do now. Yeah. You just saw blood and it was like, you know, and scary music and emotion. And it was like, oh, that freaked me out.
Yeah, like red syrup in her hair. You just seen her pupils looking around. She was like, oh my God, we can't go. John Travolta in there.
John Travolta was in there, yeah.
He got ran over.
He was a bully, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
He was bullying that poor little girl. Bad.
You know, a lot of men. Often they have to bully up soft to make them feel hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You go take the next one because I know you.
Yes. So this movie is
a classic.
They cannot remake this. If they do, they should be shamed. The Craft. The Craft was so good on so many levels. I was so drawn to this movie when it came out, and all I did was just watch it over and over again. And you know, maybe it was because of the whole witch thing. I've always loved witch movies. You know, it reminded me of darker, sinister kind of Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
You know, Witches of Eastwick was good, but it was more comedy.
It was more comedy.
It wasn't really horror, but the crime wasn't really horror. It was just really a thriller, I guess I would say.
A dark-esque thriller.
Yeah.
You know? One thing I really loved about Craft, two things. One thing was the collectiveness of getting more powerful people together.
Yeah.
When you get your parents together, like, you know, north, south, east, west, you get group together, you can do some big things.
There were so many jewels in that movie. You know, like you said, they were working with the elements. I like when they assigned themselves different, you know, directions, and then they assigned themselves to different elements. At one point, when they wanted to invoke Manal, one girl brought, you know, an animal, another girl brought, you know, an element for fire. You know, it was just like all these different things that they were doing. And, you know, even though only one of them was an actual, you know, real witch, you know, the fact that they could come together, powerful together, you know, they're practicing witches, you know, and the energy that they built collectively is what made them powerful.
Mm-hmm. You know, Manal, the whole concept of Manal put reality in perspective for me.
It sure did. Tell them about that line.
Manal, God,
she said,
God and the devil fights in the stadium. God and the devil fights in Manal at the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. It means there could possibly be other deities out there.
Yeah.
And I looked up Manal. Manal is actually an Irish goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was invoking Manal, she walked out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cool that they did that.
And they also showed it where after they did that, all of the dead dolphins were on the sea.
Yeah.
They walked on the sea or something like that.
An offering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave an offering and he was like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, that was deep.
That was so deep.
Light as a feather, Lord. Light as a feather, Lord.
Mm.
You haven't seen Craft, shame on you.
Yeah. good movie. Oh, man, good movie. I could talk about that one all day.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I liked about that was that they showed, like, different, you know, tricks or, you know, how
they did
it. You know, they showed how they did the glam. They showed how they did the thing where they can make you see something that wasn't really there. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was so many levels. It was just so dope.
I like how they depicted, you know, light magic against dark magic.
Yeah, yeah.
And how dark magic is strong, but nothing beats the light.
And there was even a comment in the book that said, be careful what you do because it comes back in threefold.
Yeah.
And he got it.
Yes, he did. No matter what she played in any movie after that, I was known her as crazy now.
Yeah.
She's trying to have a career, but she's crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
You know? Yeah. Kind of like Chris Tucker. He's always going to be funky. Never go too far. He always has to be the Joker.
Bro.
The role.
Typecast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we talked a little bit about this movie earlier. And this is another classic that we all grew up with. All out of kids, guys. How many times have you?
I know, right?
None of them were the first one, though. Like, the other ones were. They
just, I didn't like a whole level.
That one was okay, but none of them were as good as the first one.
No.
It just seemed like they kept getting worse.
Yeah,
and then they did a remake. I didn't care for the remake either.
I couldn't finish the remake.
Mm.
I got mad, like, I'm done.
It wasn't.
I'm done.
I don't know. It just wasn't dark enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But Poltergeist was dope because here you had this family who bought this home that was, you know, the house, all the homes were built on top of an Indian graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And they tore down the tombstone, but they didn't dig up the body.
Right. I remember that. I was like, what?
And so when they moved into his home, the youngest daughter had gifts.
Yes, she did.
And unbeknownst to the family, she had these gifts. And so they saw her light. These ghosts saw her light. And the thing about, you know, some ghosts is that they either choose to stay on this side because they don't want crossover. Or they want to cross over, but they're not sure how.
Right.
And so they need a guide to them over.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie, we're looking at the little girl as a guy to lead them to the light.
Right.
Get away from the light, Caroline!
Right. And I like the way they depicted entities can communicate to us through electricity.
Yeah, they did.
Through the TV.
The TV blinking, the lights were blinking. The magnetic field, where they were sliding across the floor.
Yeah.
The white thing was on me, and we were like, check that out. It's weird.
Weird. Like, what are
you doing again?
Like, no. And then I really like was the portal.
Yes, the portal in the closet. The
portal in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know about portals. A lot of people over that part.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to be like, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Portal. You need to go back to Poltergeist.
Yeah, that's another good one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how the clown was freaky in that movie, but the thing that freaked me out the most was the tree.
The tree. Because everyone in my window with a tree scraped it.
And they had like that spooky looking tree.
Yeah.
That tree was spooky.
It was spooky.
It looked like it had a face on it or something.
And then
it was trying to eat him.
One of the most serious parts of the movie was when the mother was out in that puddle with all those
bodies. Yeah.
In the mud, and she couldn't get out of the mud.
You know what part did it for me, actually? When they invited the team to come in and monitor the house and the ghosts and stuff, and the one guy went chicken, and the maggots was in it.
Oh,
so then he
bad.
Went to the bathroom. Start picking his
right.
So gross to me. That was gross.
That was,
you know, that was like big. time. Like, oh my God, he's pricking his face.
It was
a big joke at the time where it was no one was allowed to watch that on the TV. Where, you know, after that, I think they said, like, all right, we're going to have to see on 24/7.
I won't look at the TV too close.
his husband buys a house so that he can getting his wife back. Mm-hmm. I guess him and his wife were separated. He wanted his family back. And this house, this witch spirit, was haunting the house.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Christine, because, you know, even though he knew that this house was haunted, he knew that this witch was more than likely probably, he could not walk away from the house.
He kept
going back. Even the son wanted to go back.
It was so good, I only wanted to ruin it for the people. That one was a good one. So that came out in 2018. I'm going to hold back one.
Yeah.
Divulging what was going on in that movie.
That one was good,
the witch
though.
Through the window.
Yeah.
You know what I loved as a child?
What?
The Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Really?
Yeah, I used to love that movie because it was about how people can be overtaken by different entities.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when you're drunk, you're experiencing, you look like yourself, you smell like yourself, but you just aren't in your right mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie depicted it as it was a clone of yourself. But it's the same thing in reality when people are glamored with things and they get their spirits taken over and they no longer act as who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that about the movie. It wasn't really all that horror, but the whole concept of the invasion of the body snatchers was deep to me.
Yeah. It was another movie that came out that was like the invasion of the body snatchers. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of it
was
right
now. Was it called Surface?
No.
I always call it Surface.
That Subman was in it too.
No, that's they came to the water.
Oh.
That
was
show?
This was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers and
a staff on your back.
Yeah.
That was good.
I can't think of the name of that movie, but that one was good.
It was like stingrays on
But they were aliens and they were using the human bodies as helps.
Yeah, they would stick their antennae into your back of your cerebral cortex.
Yeah.
And they would coerce you to do crazy things. And the only way to tell if someone was had a hold on their back was to take their dang shirt off and zip.
Yeah, they like communicated with each other.
Good.
I'm gonna look that up.
That was such a good movie. Watched that over and over and over back in the day.
Yeah,
that was real good.
That was really good. I'm gonna find it.
You're gonna find it. You know, one thing about horror movies I want people to realize is this: horror movies are great. I love them. There's something about the horror. And what I did with horror movies was desensitize myself from fear. Some people watch horror movies and it makes them afraid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, it lets me know that there's nothing really to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
I hold all the power. But that's just me.
The Puppet Masters.
The Puppet Masters.
That's the name of it. And it's such a good name for the movie because they were using the humans as puppet masters.
Yes.
They were taking over their bodies and using them as hosts. It's kind of like when you think about how the soul uses our body as hosts.
That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Our souls just use our body as hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't need to, but for the purpose of this existence.
Right, because consciousness transcends time, space, continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Your consciousness will have, I don't know how many, but thousands of hosts in the totality of your existence.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to all of them, but that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my cousins just passed and blessed to be upon him,
mm-hmm.
and he had a near-death experience before he transitioned. He died for 10 minutes and he came back, and he knew, not thought or believed, he knew that there was something more. When he did finally transcend, he did have it, you know?
Yeah.
One thing about death is that when you know someone who's been through something that really wasn't sure, they come back, they look at hey, I'm sure there's something else out there. It just reaffirmed what you know innately.
Yeah.
You're not going to just die and there's nothingness.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So, one of my favorite movies was Fallen. Remember Fallen?
Of course. Time is on my mind. Yeah.
That was a great movie because here you had this movie about this demon.
Mm-hmm.
And the demon would, through the touch, could jump body to body.
Mm-hmm.
And well, my father wasn't even touched. It could go into your body.
He had to touch. He had to graze you.
He had to touch you?
He had to
okay.
touch you.
Well, no, because there was one point where if the host was dying,
it could jump into another living body.
Right. That's the only one.
That was the only exception.
Yeah, he just couldn't do it at all. Host was dying, and he phases out of the host. He didn't find another. Yeah.
Good movie, though, because it makes you think about, you know, when people commit crimes,
mm-hmm.
and you see on the news, they're like, oh, but he was such a good kid, or he was such a great man. He was always doing this, and
mm-hmm.
then he went crazy and shot up everybody. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, and that's what was happening in this movie. You know, this demon would enter into a human, and, you know, it was like, at one point, it was an old woman.
Everything.
Yeah, kids. Killing people.
And they always say, real life, when they people get killed, I don't know what happened. What got into them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When it left, they didn't understand what happened, or, you know.
If they're always confounded, and they're trying to recount their memories, like,
mm-hmm.
why did I do that? Why did it happen? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real.
And the dope thing about that movie was that they kept singing that same song. Kind of on my side.
Yes, it is. Hey, that was a good movie.
Denzel Washington.
That was a real good
movie. That was a really good movie. Good movie. So we are going to share also our Twin Flame movie pick of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that now, or you want to talk about the movie?
No, we can go and do it now. Go ahead.
So normally we pick one, but this time I'm going to suggest a couple.
Okay.
So one is a movie. Two are TV shows. So normally we do movies, but these two TV shows are so good that I want everyone to watch it because it's good. One part we're probably already watching because it's been on for a while, and that's American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I love American Horror Story because every season they come up with a new, new storyline, but they use the same actors for the most part, and the storylines are always so dope. The first season that we watched, it was about Haunted House, and that one was so good. You can't go wrong when you're doing haunted houses. And it was not only a haunted house, but it was, you know, evil spirits within the house, and you know, them interacting with the living. The second season was also good, and that was the one about the crazy house, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one was really good. But my favorite one was The Coven.
The Coven. That was the best one.
That was the best one. Again, another witch thing, I know, but so dope. So Angela Bassett was in it.
Mm.
She was really good in it. And the reason why I really like that one, one of the main reasons besides it being about witches was that they introduced Papa Legba.
They did.
And that dude who played Papa Legba was so good.
I know him as Mo Bay. But one thing that I loved about that movie is it kind of played on incarnation and how every lifetime is eerily similar to the one previous and the one after. Your consciousness to the point where you're done with living the way you've been living.
And you know, another thing I liked about that one was that it talks about how if you do something wrong, your karma is going to keep playing with that. So I don't really want to give it away because it's just so good, but there's an incident where, you know, someone has to pay for their karma.
You know, since we're talking about with the audience, don't beat yourself up about karma too much, because once you realize there are other forces playing on you to coerce you and cause you to do things you've done, it takes it out of your playing field. Meaning, don't worry about always trying to make up for your karma. Focus on evolving your consciousness so you no longer choose to make bad decisions. That's the best thing you can do, because if you're just doing things to make up for all the bad things, the bad things that you've done are still on your mind. Forgive yourself, move on, evolve your conscience to the point where you're thinking about joyful, loving things all the time.
Yeah, because karma is an energy, and so if you feed into that energy, you're pretty much inviting more suffering into your life.
That's it. It's not like someone takes a dump, you're going in the bathroom and smell and scream. Stay away from the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. Great analogy.
I was going to say great.
It was very easily astute, if I may say.
It was different. So this season on American Horror Story is really good because they brought the witches.
Yes.
They brought back the characters from the first season, the haunted house.
Yes.
And they threw in some new stuff.
They did.
And it's just, this season is so
This season good. Is good.
This season, dark. Every season's dark. But
this season, they're bringing out little speckles of every darkness they've had in all the shows. You thought that was dark? Remember this? We're going to throw that in there, too.
Right.
That's right. Man, how dark can you get? I thought I was dark, yo.
I'm done with you. All right, so yeah, fam, check out American Horror Story. Yeah. If you are missing this season, you can always go back and watch the previous season. I believe they're on Netflix, so that'd be a good way to get caught up. We have a few seasons that we didn't watch that we need to go back and watch because we just
missed it. Let's do it tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know. And let's see, another great TV show. Also on Netflix. This is a Netflix original, and it's called The Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh, this is a good one.
This was so good that we watched the whole series one night.
Yeah. This is one of those TV shows where it intertwines between past events and current events. It loops them back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it catches you up. Writers on this movie was on another level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say about that.
And you know, the story, you know, the title explains itself. The story is about a haunted house. This family moves in, trying to remodel the house so they can flip it and make money. And I think one of the taglines was like, when a house is just born bad or something like that. And it's just, this house does all kind of crazy things to the people in there. The kids, it's messing with the kids.
Yeah.
It was so good. I didn't like the last episode, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it was done that way, kind of introduced the next season. So, hopefully the next season will be good, because this one was really good.
One thing I really loved about that movie was how entities, when they die traumatic death, they're like an imprint of them still stuck in that place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I liked about that movie.
Yeah. I like how they did the play on in your fears, feeding into your fears, and how they can overpower you, and also the ghosts interact with the living.
Mm-hmm.
That was also
dope. Yeah, that was real dope. Doper than dope.
Yeah. So the last thing we're going to talk about, and this is our Twin Flame pick, is a movie called
It Follows.
You want to talk about that? You introduced me to this movie, so I'll let you talk about that one.
It Follows is about a movie. It was kind of like spiritual STDs. Like when you sleep with someone in the physical, you get a sexually transmitted disease. But in this one, you get a spiritually transmitted disease, meaning you have sex with someone that has a spirit, and the spirit leaves them. It follows you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it catches you, it will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sleep with someone else. You live in the spirit. And if they don't give it to anyone else and it kills them, it comes back after you.
Yeah.
So you got to keep passing it, keep passing it, and keep passing it.
Spirit quest.
You pass it, then the person doesn't know to pass it on, and it will get them.
Mm-hmm.
It will come into the form of someone that they may even know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't speak, but it will come in the form of your mom, just knowing you in, and they will communicate with you until you die. I thought it was kind of peculiar.
It was, but it was the concept of the movie. I know it sounds strange. You have to watch it, though. It was a really good movie.
It was tastefully done. They didn't really show fornication with that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say about 80% of the fornications.
The mother scene was kind of
weird. Yeah, but it was good.
But it was still a good story.
Adults here. Adult.
The idea of the story was really good.
The idea was the concept.
I've never heard of a story where, you know, it like
and
that.
And it was so suspenseful.
It was very suspenseful. I love movies like that where I don't need to see gore and blood and kids chopped off and stuff.
And the thing that I liked about it was when you see the entity walking, it isn't driving, it's popping up.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a 50-yard head start and you drive 100 yards, I mean 100 miles, that entity is going to walk. It may be a couple of days we'll get to you. Don't sleep.
Yeah.
And it's usually naked. So that's one way of knowing who's who.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's just naked. Like,
this naked dude went across the.
Is that?
No one else could see it.
No one could see it but you.
Yeah.
And they'd be looking at you like, I'm coming, Marlboro.
I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming. It's coming. Oh, yeah. It's coming. I was like, damn. Follows, man.
It follows really good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
So, you have the movies, you know, you have the movies and the TV shows that we suggested, and, you know, go watch them. Let us know what you think about it. And the movies that you've already seen that we discussed, go back and watch it so you can see those things that we're talking about that a lot of people don't see. They overlook it, or, you know, they get so caught up in, you know, mesmerizing the fear of the movie that they don't see these little signs and messages embedded. So, fam, we will. Are we going to be here next Monday? I don't think we will.
What's going on next Monday? We'll be in town.
We'll be back, but I don't know if we're going to do a show.
We'll find out, because we're going out to Las Vegas, baby.
Yeah, we're going to need some recoup time.
Yeah.
We will be back Monday. Okay, never mind. We'll be here next Monday.
Yeah.
Not sure what we're talking about yet.
I don't know.
Altar Magic?
Altar Magic sounds good.
All right. Well, we're talking about Altar Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, fam, we'll be back next Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern. Same time, same blog talk station.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be going in there. Be sure to check us out on our Facebook page, Twin Flame Radio, for any updates. And if you have any questions or requests, feel free to shoot the email at twinflameradio@gmail.com. And you want to give your contact information?
Sure. We reach the chrisenlightened@gmail.com. The YouTube page is at hitting. It's the THEE Enlightened Journey on YouTube.com.
Great
station. If you want to support me, please support me. I'm imploring you all to support me. Go to Amazon.com. Check out 3 books. The Enlightened Book. That's The Enlightened, T-H-O-T-H. Best-selling book, Poverty Consciousness. And my latest book, World Consciousness. We're out here winning.
Facts.
All day.
Well, fam, that is it for us tonight. We will be back again next Monday, 9 o'clock, talking about Altar Magic. So we'll see you then. This is Divine Queen.
I'm Dark.
God. And we are seeing you out for peace, love, and light.